Hebrew Word Roots is key 6 to master Biblical Hebrew and unlock Bible meaning. Master this, and you'll travel light years in comprehending God's plan for humankind. Hello. Welcome to The Explanation with Sam Kneller. This episode, Master Hebrew Word Roots, the basis of Biblical Hebrew, comes from the course Unlock Bible Meaning with 7 Keys to Master Biblical Hebrew from TheExplanation.com. Master Hebrew Word Roots, the basis of Biblical Hebrew. With the knowledge of Hebrew word roots, the language opens like a flower to reveal all colors of deep meaning. Key 6, Hebrew Word Roots, is the foundation on which Biblical Hebrew builds words. Understanding the principle and the ability to identify Hebrew word roots unlock real Bible meaning. Hebrew words have a base, a common denominator, on which they're built. Sam's Reflections. Just to be clear, the explanation uses the term Hebrew roots or Hebrew word roots as a grammatical term referring to the structure of Hebrew vocabulary. The explanation is not associated in any way, shape, or form with the Hebrew roots movement or awakening. Here's an English example. Ocular, utrocular, monocle, monocular, binoculars, oculus, oculist. You might not know the meaning of all these words, but you can spot the common denominator, oculus, pertaining to the eye. In English, we rarely refer to the common root of words. But in Hebrew, we do. It is a fundamental key to understanding. The Hebrew Bible only contains about 8,600 different words, repeated over and over to compose the text. The Bible builds these 8,600 words on about 2,000 Hebrew word roots or fundamental building blocks like oculus, from which we construct other words. The root oculus added 7 related words to the English vocabulary as we saw above. Understanding key 6 helps us grasp the relationships between words, some of which are not evident at first sight. Hebrew word roots generally contain 3 letters composed of consonants. There are exceptions, as always, but we do not need such grammatical details. Remember, somewhere there's an interconnecting relationship between these words with common Biblical Hebrew roots. Find it to unlock Bible meaning. This is not a hidden secret code. It is not arbitrarily attributing meaning to words. Unfortunately, that's what happens with numerology, attributing numeric values to letters and then adding them up for a result, or counting letters or words in a sequence, or applying the original significance of the alphabetical sign for each letter, and then having the word tell a story. See key 3, concrete, abstract. Those are not valid methods for unlocking Bible meaning. Yes, they will give some results, but are not consistent or reliable. It's random and arbitrary. Those methods are misleading and untrustworthy, particularly in the area of prophecy, which is so fascinating to many people. Be careful. On the other hand, when Hebrew word roots unlock Bible words, they reveal meaning. We'll see some examples of this. My story. I picked up a little modern Hebrew over 60 years ago. In my teens, I spent a couple of years in Israel, during which I learned Hebrew. Unfortunately, since then, I rarely used it and have lost the capability of speaking, but I understand some basics. However, I can read Hebrew, albeit slowly. In my ministry, preparing sermons, I'd sometimes refer to Hebrew and biblical Hebrew word roots. One day, some 25 years ago, I was reading Genesis 2 verse 25 in Hebrew. As I moved to the next chapter and verse, Genesis 3 1, two Hebrew words having identical letters struck me. One was singular, the other plural. Nonetheless, they are identical. Can you spot them? Do this exercise. Go to unlockbiblemeaning.com. Find Genesis 2, verse 25. Switch to the Interlinear Bible. Click on Next Verses at the end of any chapter to continue reading. Compare Genesis 2:25 and chapter 3, verse 1. Below is a screenshot of Genesis 2:25 and chapter 3, verse 1. Here's the solution. You'll have to see the image, of course. After your search above, spot the three-letter root. Here they are. Click on their respective strong numbers, which will display in the right column. You see the numbers follow one another. You can clearly see the similarity of the three-letter root. The third letter, from the right, Hebrew reads from right to left, is a vav, a vowel. It is not part of the root, which is H6191. The three-letter root is in brackets. It took me months to understand the relationship between naked and subtle, based on the same Hebrew word root. But it opened up Bible meaning and was the impetus that led to this course. It is the basis for the approach the explanation adopts in its commentary on the Bible. The books Origin of the Universe, Humankind, and Woman, as well as Agony of Humankind and the Antidote, are based on this dependable and solid base for unlocking Bible meaning. Genesis says Adam and Eve were naked and the serpent subtle. Since the Hebrew word roots are identical, we can interchange them. Adam and Eve are subtle, and the serpent is naked. When you solve the problem of a naked serpent, you will come a long way in mastering key 6, biblical Hebrew word roots, and you will supremely unlock Bible meaning. That is our goal. You will understand how God creates and sets the stage for chapter 3 and the confrontation with the subtle serpent. I'm not going to give you a solution to this conundrum here. It's too long. However, I will offer you a course using the 7 keys to master biblical Hebrew that does give you all the answers to naked Adam and Eve and the subtle serpent. Use this link. It unlocks Bible meaning like never before and gives you a deep look into God's plan for humankind. It is a must-do exercise to consolidate your comprehension of biblical Hebrew word roots to unlock Bible meaning. Continue to follow this eye-opening text and video course. All the Bible study tools for this course are freely available online at theexplanation.com. Let's unlock Bible meaning with the 7 keys to master biblical Hebrew and reveal the explanation.